Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Welcome into weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Hanging out till 7 p.m. We'll hand it over then to Thursday Night Football. Got the Jets taking on the Patriots right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Saints on a bye this week. Doesn't mean we still can't talk black and gold to get into all things Saints. We welcome in now Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, as well as author. Jeff, always appreciate your time, man. How's it been going for you on this bye week?
Oh, Steve, you know what it's like. It's the best week of the season, right? I mean, we're like the players. We need a break, too. We've been grinding since July, so it's nice to have a slow week. It's welcome.
Damn, Jeff, I thought maybe you were writing another book, you know, trying to get a jump start on that week.
Yeah, no, you know, look, I always say I like it later in the year, the bye week, than earlier. You know, I like to have it about this time of year because you're excited at the beginning of the year and everybody's amped up for the season. And by about this time, you know, we could all use a little break. And I think the Saints go into that bye week really about as well as you could expect, you know, coming off a big win. I think they got some momentum now. And I think for fans, they finally have some hope, right? I mean, they've been searching for hope. And I think Tyler Shuck's performance gave them some.
Jeff, I said this Monday to Bobby before we even started the show, and I said adjourn it. Man, you know, I'd been a few places before going to Mississippi, and, man, everybody's looking at me, hey, we might have something, right? And you could see they were so excited for Tyler Shuck and, you know, his performance. And I think everybody sort of understands there will be an up and down. There will be a little bit of a roller coaster. And talking to Drew Brees yesterday, and I brought it up to him, that after you get, you know, three or four games on film, now it's the chess match. I'm going to try to rip away what you can do real well and force you to do something that I don't think you can do as a quarterback and how you handle it. But, you know, in the times we've been around Shuck, he's so mature, so smart. I mean, and he's sort of like a young professor when he talks quarterback play and offense with you.
Yeah, I could not agree more. One of the reasons the Saints were so high on Shuck was that maturity, the fact that, you know, he'd been through a lot in his career. He was going to be able to withstand the inevitable ups and downs that are going to come, the growing pains that are going to come. And you're right, Mike, there's going to be some more bad days. There's going to be some interceptions and there's going to be some head scratchers. Just look around the league. Look at what Caleb Williams and Cam Ward and some of these really elite quarterbacks are going through right now. So it's going to happen, but he's wired with the maturity that I think is pretty uncommon. And he's got some intangible traits that we've already seen during the games. The poise, the stage isn't too big for him. There's just a lot of things to like, but look, Michael Penix has had some big games for the Falcons and looked like the future many times. And he's also had some games where you're scratching your head. And I think that's going to happen with Tyler Shuck too.
One of the things in this game, I don't know if they drank from the fountain of youth, but Alvin Kamara, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, you know, they played like the younger guys. And especially with Alvin, he showed some zip and some movement skills that we hadn't really seen, saw a little bit of it. But I thought both those three guys really played big in that win against Carolina.
Yeah, I could not agree more. DeMario Davis, I think you could make the case that he's been the best player on the team, at least most consistent player all season at age 36. He is still a force against the run and made that huge interception. I know it got negated by a penalty, but that was a brilliant play in linebacker. And Kamara finally showed a little more, like you said, Mike, a little more burst, a little more kind of explosiveness. We just haven't seen that from him all year. And I really think some of this, I don't want to put too much attribute too much of it to Shuck, but I just felt like somewhere along the course of that game, his teammates saw him making some plays outside the structure of the X's and O's of the play. And I think they started getting energized. And we all know this. The players know before anybody if you can play or not. They're out there. They know the play. They know what you're doing. And I think he brought some energy and some confidence to that team that they haven't had in a while, and they dominated that game in the second half, and I think a lot of it had to do with their belief in their quarterback.
We've talked about it, you've written about it, that this team's failures via the draft over the last 5 or 6 years has been unbelievable. But in this draft, you think about if you have hit on Shuck. And I think Kelvin Banks Jr. has really played well at the left tackle position. You've upgraded your secondary. Now, Jonas Senker got an opportunity to play because Blackman went down with the injury. But then Quincy Riley, another Louisville guy, man, you see his skill set. And you know what? He got amnesia, Jeff. And I like that in a corner. Because if you let one bad play affect the next, that's no good. I remember Ed Reed telling me that. Man, Mikey said, man, all these guys, these big-time guys, first-round picks, man, they give up a touchdown. Man, they sitting and sulking. Hey, you watch Quincy Riley give up a big play. Hey, what? I'm on to the next one. He's got amnesia, which is a good trait for a corner. But this draft and Stutzman, we'll see what happens down the line. Because I really think he's better in the DeMario Davis role and position than he is on the wheel. But you might have hit something here. Might have hit something here with this draft class.
Yeah, they desperately needed it. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think they're still very high on Vernon Broughton, too, who's going to miss the season, obviously, because of his injury. But that's a guy that they said was really coming on before his injury. And it looks like what you've got here is a core group of – look, I don't know how many are going to be elite players or even Pro Bowl-level players, maybe Banks. We'll see what Shuck does. But what you've got is core players, starting caliber players, and you have to get those in the draft. The Saints have missed on too many of those in recent years, and now you can start stacking a few of those drafts and get some elite players, especially if you can now focus on another position other than quarterback, like you said. That's huge for this team to be able to not have to worry about the quarterback position going forward. And I think Shuck's still got to prove that the rest of the way. But the way I've been putting it to people is he's going to get every chance to prove he isn't the guy to the Saints because they firmly believe he is the guy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, I get a lot of draft questions, either text or sent to me with people call in. My thing is, the one thing this team really needs, another one, they need a pass rusher. Now, the best player, I think, if I was grading people available for the 2026 draft today, it would be Arvell Reese. It'd be the linebacker from Ohio State. Now, my thing is, Mendoza's probably going to go first, okay? I don't know who goes second, but Reese ain't getting past 3. So if you pick 4th, 5th, 6th, you're not going to get a shot at him. Would you agree that another pass rusher is a key element that you got to get early in next year's draft?
Yes, 100%. On that side of the ball, I think you feel pretty good about the secondary, the young secondary. You mentioned Sanker and Riley. Assuming you're going to re-sign Alante Taylor, you've got some pieces back there, some young pieces that you probably feel good about. Get somebody up front. What the Saints lack right now, even as good as Chase Young is, he's not a game wrecker. They need a game wrecker type talent. Or I would also propose, if you can't find that on the defensive side of the ball, get an elite playmaker on offense. Just somebody in the backfield, a tight end, a Brock Bowers type, or a receiver, number one receiver type. The Saints just need an elite playmaker on either side of the ball. That's what they're lacking right now when you see them match up with some of these other teams. They're lacking that elite kind of all-pro level player. And those guys are hard to find, but they've got to get one if you're drafting that high.
This is out of the realm, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Rams-Seattle, who you like in this game? Because those two teams, I can make a pretty strong argument, are the two best teams in pro football. I'm not trying to take nothing away from the Colts or anybody else, but those two teams, the way they clip you on both sides of the ball, man, they pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I think the strength of the league right now is in the NFC. If you throw in, the Detroit Lions, I think are still a formidable team. The way they're playing and the Rams and the Seahawks, I think – the NFC is the strength of the league right now. You can make a case that 4 of the 5 best teams in the league are in the NFC. I think the Seahawks are the best team I've seen this season. They remind me, along with the Colts, people still doubting the Colts, but those teams remind me of the 2009 Saints in that the league hasn't quite bought into them yet. They're halfway through the year. They're blowing people out. And I remember back in 2009, Mike, Steve, people kept doubting the Saints, and I'm like, this is a good team. And I think those two teams are going to be there in the end because they're winning at a very high differential right now, and that's not fluky. We're 10 games into the season.
Jeff, when you look at the rest of this schedule after the bye week, am I drinking too much of the black and gold Kool-Aid to think that this team could string together some victories and mess around and end up winning, have like a 6-game season? Because, man, there's no Rams, there's no Bills left on the rest of this slate.
Steve, I think you're down at Bourbon Street doing those green hand grenade shots.
He's a Jersey guy. What you expect, Jeff?
Pour another one.
Yeah, look, no, the schedule is definitely manageable. They play a lot of teams in their peer group, right? But look, let's be honest. I mean, this team still is one of the least talented, probably least experienced teams in the league. They're going to have to play well every week to win. They're going to have to play like they did against Carolina. But they're not playing the Rams or the Seahawks anymore. They're playing teams they can compete with. And we know the Falcons probably have more talent than the Saints in those two games. But they've proven they can lose to anybody and beat anybody. So who knows what Falcons team will show up by the time the Saints get to them.
I think they threw the towel in. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think last week in Berlin, losing that game, they had put everything in that basket. And they had the Colts for a while. And then finally, you know what? Man, give that football to Jonathan Taylor. In fact, the Falcons ain't going to stop him. And he ended up winning it. Jeff, there comes a point for every team with a coach that's kind of walking the tightrope. And that's what Raheem Morris has done. He's walked that tightrope now. You wonder a bit, they haven't failed.
Yeah, look, and that's going to be the case, Mike, of a lot of the teams the Saints are playing, right? The Dolphins, the Titans obviously are building for next year. Who's going to still be motivated down the stretch? I remember Terrell Owens telling me back in 2003 after they played the Saints and the Saints lost their last four games. He goes, those boys on that sideline had their bags packed for Acapulco, and that's going to be happening, you know, with some of these other – with some of these teams. But I think that's a real testament right now to Kellen Moore and this young coaching staff and the leaders on this team that they haven't packed it in. I mean, they're still bought in. We saw that on Sunday against Carolina, and that's a good sign going forward that this team can finish strong. And Steve can enjoy that Kool-Aid he's drinking down at Bourbon Street.
Well, you know, he's a former bartender, so you got to give him a little bit of catch on that, Jeff.
I'm looking for any kind of pot. I'm trying to keep this positive high for the second half.
But look, I think all Saints fans are looking for hope right now and looking for positivity. And I think we saw some of it on Sunday. Well, let's see if we can carry that momentum after the bye week.
Always appreciate your time, Jeff. Thanks so much, man. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate you.
Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, also author. Check out all his great works. You can probably find that online or in your favorite bookstore.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching in inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.